We could all use a little nudge in the right direction. Helping you put a positive spin on your day, here's today's Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Why do people like to hold on to old things? For some, it is most difficult to get rid of old stuff. For others, it's a habit. Do you have friends, acquaintances, relatives, parents, or peers who refuse to get rid of old stuff? They will buy new items and still hold on to the old stuff. Do you have friends who will buy new clothes but keep their closet full of old stuff? If you do not get rid of the old stuff, it will get in the way of the new. The old will soon get in the way of everything new. When you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, everything old passed away. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it records, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." This scripture is quoted a lot, but let's take a closer look at it and be informed and encouraged. "Therefore" alerts us to look back at the preceding verse. Paul, after accepting Christ, no longer knew him according to the flesh. Paul no longer had a human assessment of Christ. Paul now had experiential spiritual knowledge of who Christ is. "If anyone be in Christ" speaks to your security in Christ, your acceptance in Christ, your future in Christ, and your participation in the divine nature of Christ. A new creation describes you created at a qualitatively new level of excellence, referring to your new birth. "Old things have passed away" means you have let go of your old value systems. You have let go of your old priorities, your beliefs, your love, your ways, your old plans, and your old thoughts. They no longer control you. "Behold, all things have become new" indicates that the newness is a continuing condition of fact. Your new spiritual perception of everything is a constant reality to you as you explore the hidden in Christ. You are being introduced to who you really are each day. The curtain of your life is pulled back each morning you wake up, and you are presented to the world to represent Christ in the new life. There is nothing about you that is old but the things you hold on to. You have to let the old stuff go and embrace the newness. The old stuff will hide the shine of the new life you have in Christ Jesus. It's like dust on a table. It will pile up if you don't remove it. No one can let the old stuff go for you. You have to do this yourself. Some people think they have let go of the old stuff only to find out as they go through the day, those old ideas, those old conversations, beliefs, and value systems start knocking on the front door, the back door, the side door, and sometimes they even try to crawl through the window of your mind when you are confronted with an issue. You have to let it go. You are a new creation. All the old stuff has passed away. Stop trying to hold on to it. It does not fit your new lifestyle. Look in the mirror. It does not fit. Be encouraged today. Let the old stuff go and embrace the new. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Moment of Encouragement is a broadcast ministry of Tony Hare Ministries near Fayetteville and Dunn, North Carolina. To connect with Dr. Tony Hare, visit TonyHareMinistries.com for a blog and more. That's Tony Hare with an E, Ministries.com. Join us again each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare on Christian 105.7.